And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of April, 2025. The first episode of Plant Strong Podcast, hosted by Rip Esselstyn, was published on this day in 2019. With 294 episodes and counting, the mission of the Plant Strong Podcast is to further the advancement of all things within the plant-based movement. A plant-based enthusiast and lifelong learner, Rip Esselstyn is a leading voice in the movement toward uncompromising health and fearless optimism. When it comes to men's health, no topic is off limits. Rip has dedicated his life to dispelling the myths around manliness and meat. Each week on the show, Rip talks to medical experts, authors, athletes, and people just like you who are not just surviving on a plant-based diet, but thriving. As founder and CEO of Plant Strong, Rip Esselstyn is a wellness advocate, former professional athlete, firefighter, and New York Times bestselling author, renowned for his dedication to promoting vibrant health through plant-based nutrition and active living. Over 20 years ago, Rip rescued several of his fellow firefighters with whole plant-based foods following the groundbreaking research of his father, Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn Jr., author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. The results were so dramatic that Rip wrote the best-selling book, The Engine to Diet, to spread the word. His subsequent works, including Plant Strong, The Engine to 7-Day Rescue Diet, and The Engine to Cookbook, further solidified his reputation as a leading voice in the plant-based movement. Rip was also featured in the documentary Forks Over Knives and served as an executive producer of the Game Changers film, a revolutionary documentary that shatters the myths about meat, protein, and strength. Rip's mission is to share the scientifically proven benefits of plant-based living and envision a world that universally understands, promotes, and prescribes plants as the solution to empowering your health, enhancing your performance, and restoring the environment. Rip Esselstyn, who said, "You're in control. What you put in your body determines your destiny, not your genetics, and not your doctor." The publication of Plant Use Scrappy Cooking, 140-plus plant-based zero-waste recipes that are good for you, your wallet, and the planet, by Carly Bodrug, was on this day in 2024. Spinning off of Bodrug's wildly popular Scrappy Cooking social media series, the cookbook is packed with whole food, plant-based recipes that show the reader how to make the most of the food they have in their fridge and pantry with easy and approachable vegan recipes anyone can make. The book will equip readers with not only the tools to make the most of their scraps, but use up just about any vegetable, grain, or bean from their fridge and pantry in the flexible Kitchen Raid recipes, or cross-reference commonly wasted foods like stale bread from a Got This, Make That index, so these items can be used up in the easiest and most delicious way possible. The publication of Subhuman, A 21st Century Ethic on Animals, Collective Liberation, and Us All, by Emma Hackinson, was on this day in 2024. Subhuman delves into what it means to be an animal, how our view of other animals impacts our view of other people, oppressions, and the planet. When we accept oppression of some, we feed the oppression of others, and we make space for domination driven by false ideas of inferiority and lesser worth. When we discount the inherent preciousness of animals who think and feel, we erase precious parts of ourselves. When we consider living beings as livestock, it's no wonder we pillage the irreplaceable living earth. Subhuman is a robustly researched, sharply critical, yet comfortingly human call to arms, diving deeply into the theory behind oppression, liberation, and the intersections within. Exploring the history of animal consumption and commodification, this book deconstructs the current socio-political climate surrounding animal enterprises by looking at how we got here. Most importantly, it unravels how we can work towards a collectively liberated world. And here's a poem for today, In April, by Rainer Maria Rilke. Again, the woods are odorous. The lark lifts on upsoaring wings the heaven gray that hung above the treetops, veiled and dark, where branches bare disclose the empty day. After long, rainy afternoons, an hour comes with its shafts of golden light and flings them at the windows in a radiant shower, and raindrops beat the panes like timorous wings. Then all is still. The stones are crooned to sleep by the soft sound of rain that slowly dies, and cradled in the branches, hidden deep in each bright bud, a slumbering silence lies. In April by Rainer Maria Rilke, this has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to take a moment to notice the beautiful world today.